Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Happy New Year, Stepney All Saints.
Chinese New Year 2023 falls on Sunday, January 22nd, and celebrations culminate with the Lantern Festival on February 5th. Celebrations last up to 16 days, and 2023 is the Year of the Rabbit. Yin Yan Kuai Li, Happy New Year, everyone.
Golden opportunities.
Stepney All Saints offers free breakfast. With thanks to the Portal Trust, all students at Stepney All Saints School can get a free breakfast pack, which consists of a hot chocolate and one of the breakfast items from the breakfast menu, which consists of toast, a cereal bar, fruit or yogurt. Breakfast packs can be collected from the Sixth Form Cafe every morning on Mondays to Fridays between 8 to 8:30 a.m.
Love, you're learning.
Hi, my name is Aleed. I'm in 7I. We are going to interview Amaya and Amifa. What's your favourite subject, Amaya?
My favourite subject is English. I enjoy English because I like to storytell and write stories. I also find it as an opportunity to express and convey feelings and emotions in a form of writing.
What are you doing at the moment?
At the moment in English, we are learning about poetry and poetic devices.
Hanifa, what are you doing in science and why did you pick it?
Because we're doing acids and alkali, it's really satisfying to see different colours.
Tell us about Interform.
We're about halfway through the Interform finals. We've still got some Year 10 and Year 11 finals, and I think we've got a Year 7 girls final as well. So still lots of exciting finals to watch. A lot of them will be out in the cage. And as I say, we'll get the results to you very soon.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
This is the Counsellor Corner. We're with Zoe, who's our school counsellor, who's going to be talking about exam stress.
My urge for everyone facing exams in the coming weeks is to practice self-kindness. It's a hard thing you're asking yourself to do. Giving yourself gentle, consistent encouragement rather than blaming yourself if you're struggling can really help you stay on track. What could self-kindness look like? It could be rewarding yourself for revising to the end of a topic. A reward could be a snack, or waiting till the end of a section before you check your phone. Regular breaks are also hugely important for motivation and concentration. Taking a short walk or going outdoors during a break really helps you shift your mindset and pause to appreciate the little pleasures. And if you're feeling anxious or overwhelmed, don't beat yourself up about it. It can be hard getting started. Take a few deep breaths and be gentle with yourself. Baby steps. I like to listen to some good music while I revise and eat snacks for motivation. I try to make revision as enjoyable as possible so I don't hate it or feel frightened of it. We all have different things that work for us, so experiment. Even a little bit of revision is better than none at all, and the better you can make friends with it, the less stressed you'll be about your exam.
Your school, your voice.
Hello, Stepney All Saints. This is your friendly neighbourhood librarian, Mr. Ebanks. Please visit myself and Miss Glover in the world's best library. Come on down, take a look, borrow a book.
No room for racism. We are an anti-racist school.
This was written from Ishmael in Year 8. Why does it always have to be about race? There is no black and white. Skin colour means nothing. What matters is your attitude, your value, your courage, and your skill.
This was written by Eric in Year 8. Why does it have to always be about disability? Because disability has struggles that ignorance make us not comprehend, because it has never been recognised. And now it's time to bring it to the light.
Culture Vulture.
Prince Harry has written the story about his life, including details of his difficult relationship with his brother William and the Prince of Wales. His book, called Spare, has caused a lot of controversy because in the book he talks about things like fighting with his brother, Prince William, and his relationship with his father. The book was officially released on 12th of January in the UK, but some details from the book were leaked to a newspaper and copies were accidentally released early in Spain.
Single-use items like plastic cutlery, plates and trays will be banned for takeaway foods in England, the government have said. The new law is due to come into effect from October and follows similar moves already made by the Scottish and Welsh governments. Government figures suggest that 1.1 billion single-use plates and more than 4 billion pieces of plastic cutlery are used in England every year. Environment Secretary Therese Coffey said the move would help protect the environment for future generations.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak wants all children and young people in England to study maths until they are 18. He put forward his plans in his first speech of 2023 on Wednesday, along with some of his other priorities for the new year. The current rules means all pupils in England have to study maths up until GCSE level.
First King Charles III 50p coins enter in circulation. Millions of 50p coins bearing the images of King Charles III will enter in circulation from Thursday via post offices across the country. They are the first mass-produced coins carrying the new king's images and will be given out in changes to customers.
Love your learning!
Well done, Year 13s who have recently sat their mock exams. Give students the chance to build confidence and practice their exam techniques before the big day. Next up, Year 11 mock exams. Good luck all!
Music Meister.
What have you been composing?
This is some composition work by Year 8 students. Amina AI. Isabel A.S. Safa A.S.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.